This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power. Imagine a flagship automation that approves supplier exceptions. It saves hours every week until one unusual edge case triggers a multi-million dollar delay because nobody encoded the tacit cue the lead operator used. That single missing rule costs time, trust, and optionality.
In the next 10 minutes, you'll get one core insight and a tightly scoped playbook you can run in 7 days. The core insight: harvesting and codifying Bassett expertise is the multiplier that makes agentic systems reliable, not just more data or bigger models. After this briefing, you'll know how to prioritize what to capture, 4 low-friction extraction patterns, and a validation loop that preserves fidelity over time. Stay with me. Stay agentic.
Core insight: tacit knowledge is different from raw training data. Data shows what happened. Tacit expertise explains why a human chose one action over another. In context, the heuristics, the red flags, the rules of thumb when rules fail. Models can replicate surface patterns, but without those heuristics, they will optimize for averages and miss the exceptional cases that matter most. Codified tacit knowledge becomes decision-grade artifacts, explicit triggers, prioritization ladders, failure heuristics, and escalation gates that your agents can follow.
Point 1. Prioritize where to harvest first. Use a two-axis filter: leverage versus fragility. Leverage measures impact, how much value or risk is concentrated in that decision. Fragility measures how brittle outcomes are when the right cue is missing. Focus on high leverage, high fragility decisions first. Add observability as a tiebreaker. Can you actually observe the signals or reconstruct them from logs? If observability is low, plan a short instrumentation sprint before harvesting.
Curious. A quick practical note. Pick 3 target decisions for the first sprint: 1 high risk, 1 revenue critical, and 1 high volume rule. That mix gives early wins and learning on different failure modes.
Point 2. Extraction patterns. You don't need long ethnographies. Use 4 low-friction methods tuned for speed and fidelity. First, micro-interviews. 10-minute targeted interviews where you surface decision cues, if-then triggers, and the exceptions experts check for. Second, decision logs. Capture the context, options considered, rationale, and outcome in a 1-paragraph structured entry right after a decision.
Third, canonical failure captures. Ask experts to describe the last 2 times they were wrong, what was missed, which cues were ignored, and what signs, in hindsight, would have altered the call. Those failure stories encode guardrails. Fourth, prompt distillation. Translate the distilled heuristics into a reusable prompt template plus 2 decision check couplers, a pre-decision check, and a post-decision sanity check, so the agent reasons like the expert and self-validates.
So, design micro-interviews with a checklist. Context, red flags, common exceptions, escalation triggers, and a single example. Compensate the expert for 20 minutes and give them a tiny output to keep, a template that reflects their craft.
Point 3. Validation and fidelity. You need lightweight tests that detect signal loss quickly. Start with canary deployments. Route a small percent of decisions through the new agent with human oversight. Track 3 metrics: agreement rate with experts, outcome delta versus baseline, and a disagreement log that captures cases where the agent and expert diverge, along with reasons.
Add simple fidelity math: precision of critical outcomes, recall on failure flags, and a friction score, how often the agent escalates versus an expert. If precision drops or the disagreement log shows repeated missed cues, pause and pull a quick readout from the canonical failure captures to retrain the artifact.
Operational playbook: a 5-step 1-week sprint that turns an expert judgment into a deployed agentic artifact. Day 1. Identify the 3 target decisions and pick the highest ROI candidate. Day 2, micro interviews and 1 canonical failure capture with the chosen expert. Day 3, create a decision log template and collect 3 live entries. Day 4, distill heuristics into a prompt template and 2 check couplers. Day 5, run a canary with human oversight, collect the disagreement log, and compute the initial fidelity metrics.
Keep outputs tiny. A validated prompt template, 2 decision check couplers, and the fidelity metric. That's enough to scale learning without overburdening experts. Make the sprint a paid, protected 3 to 5 hour commitment for each contributor, not a theoretical ask.
Action step, the 7-day checklist you can run this week. 1. Select the high leverage decision. 2. Schedule 2 10-minute micro interviews and 1 failure capture session. 3. Deploy a 1-paragraph decision log template. 4. Draft a prompt template with pre- and post-check couplers. 5. Run a 5-10% canary with human review. 6. Collect disagreement logs. And 7. Compute 3 fidelity numbers: agreement rate, critical outcome precision, and escalation friction. Deliverables: a validated prompt template, 2 decision check couplers, and a tracked fidelity metric.
Recap. 1 core insight. Tacit expertise is the multiplier for reliable agentic systems. 3 supports. Prioritize by leverage and fragility, with observability as a tiebreaker. Use 4 low-friction extraction patterns. Validate with canaries, disagreement logs, and fidelity metrics. Your immediate experiment is a 1-week sprint that yields a tested prompt, decision couplers, and a fidelity baseline you can track.
Subscribe to the Agentic Executive for daily briefings that give you clarity and direction on AI, operations, and high-leverage decision design. Run the 7-day sprint this week and share results with your team. The multiplier is immediate when tacit judgment becomes a durable asset. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.
A quick note on risks. Codifying tacit expertise can create brittle agents if you capture rules without context. Mitigate that by including failure modes and clear escalation gates, compensating experts for their time, and iterating your fidelity metrics after the first sprint. You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count.